This year's fund drive is over. If you missed supporting our campaign in real time, you're not too late. Donate now at cjsffunddrive.ca or text DONATE to 778-782-2573 and become radio's best friend.
Taylor's Jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
summer filled with ill content. This government had us walking in chains. This isn't my turf. This ain't my season. Can't think of one good reason to remain.
Oh, we're working the sugar fields up from New Orleans. It was evergreen up until the flood. You could call it an omen, point you where you're going. Set my compass north, I got winter in my blood.
Two, Julian Taylor here, and I've got an incredible show for you this week. That was The Band and the song Acadian Driftwood, released in 1975 from Northern Lights and Southern Cross. Also, it was in the movie The Last Waltz and recorded live at that particular concert with the band. Unbelievable. I cannot tell you about my whirlwind couple of weeks. It has been crazy. In fact, I got to sing that song in LA at the Forum in front of 20,000 people with the Heartbreakers and Don Was as the backing band, as well as one of the Neville brothers playing congas, if you can believe that, alongside my friends Allison Russell and Logan Statz. Logan and I got the call last minute and both of us flew down to LA to take part in the Robbie Robertson tribute concert, which featured the likes of Van Morrison, Eric Clapton, Mavis Staples, just to mention a few, Nathaniel Rateliff, and Jim James. It was incredible, and what an honor it was to go and celebrate the life and music of Robbie Robertson with such beautiful people. The show this week is dedicated to that show, as well as a show that I did in Vancouver. It was a Neil Young tribute, and there were some excellent artists on that tribute as well. People that I hadn't met, like Steve Polt and Joe Henry, just to mention a couple, and Crystal Dos Santos, as well as Samantha Parton. So it was a really fun couple of weeks, and I'm back from a Western tour, heading out to Colorado soon. Hopefully we'll be doing the show from the road, because it's always fun to do that. It's always fun to do it from home as well. We've got music right now coming up from Logan Statz from Six Nations of the Grand River and his song Dead Man, released on the album A Light in the Attic. And that was nominated for Juno Award for Best Contemporary Roots Artist. But before that, let's get to Allison Russell. She won the Grammy for this song. It's called Eve Was Black. Here it is on the jukebox.
You know, is that why you hate my black skin so? Is that why you hate my black skin so? Does it remind you of what you lost? Do you hate or do you lust? Do you despise or do you yearn to return, to return, to return back to the mother? touch my hair? Do you hope to find a blessing there? Why do you try to keep me down? Do you hope to sow this barren ground? With my black blood, black magic blood, with my black blood, black magic blood, do I remind you of what you lost? Do you hate or do you lust? Do you despise or do you yearn to return, to return?
Body whole, and I'll buy big mountains. my soul with the gold that I'm owed. Cause I've been a dead man, just walking away,
just walking away.
Cause I've been a dead man, just walking away,
just walking away.
And give me back my love, and I think
Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Change on the combat.
Music from Old Shaky, Neil Young, and Southern Man from the album After the Gold Rush, released in 1970. I was asked to partake in a wonderful tribute in Vancouver, in West Van, that is, and that was a tribute to Neil Young and the album After the Gold Rush. So I picked Southern Man, which is a song that was really important to me to pick because of the subject material, which deals with very dark issues, certainly issues of racism and discriminatory behavior. And I don't know if you know this, but there was a response to the song written by Lynyrd Skynyrd. Certainly Sweet Home Alabama does mention Neil. And it was one of the first and earliest sort of, you know, battles, east and west or north and south. There you go. I'm Julian Taylor. I'm your host here on The Jukebox. We've got some beautiful music coming up from Jolie Holland and Samantha Parton, who were part of the tribute. This is Wildflower Blues, and it's the debut album from the Be Good Tanyas. Before we spin that, music coming up from Crystal DeSantos and the song Bloom. Crystal was also part of the Neil Young tribute in West Van. Here she is on the jukebox.
Your image of me is not what I see. Weakness, flaws, and things unseen. But with you, I blossom into the best version of me.